USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On behalf of the family, we are stunned and heartbroken.
A family friend of the man who stole a plane from Seattle's SeaTac Airport Friday night, flew it around for over an hour, and then crashed it on a small island in Pierce County, speaking about what a good person 28-year-old Richard Russell was. He was known to his friends and family as Bebo.
It may seem difficult for those watching at home to believe, but Bebo was a warm, compassionate man. It is impossible to encompass who he was in a press release. He was a faithful husband, a loving son.
The FBI is trying to determine what motivated him to take the plane, while other agencies are looking into the implications for national security. Reversing course, New York Congressman Chris Collins is halting his reelection bid after being charged with insider trading. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. Is usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
A white nationalist rally set to take place today outside the White House. It's the anniversary of the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, and today the Unite the Right 2 demonstration is expected to draw hundreds of participants and thousands of counter-protesters. Police say they'll keep the two sides apart. New tariffs are impacting the construction industry and therefore people. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
President Trump's tariffs on lumber and other imported construction materials are making it more expensive to rebuild homes lost to wildfires and other natural disasters. The tariffs come at a time when several other factors are also driving up building costs. The California Building Association says the president's tariffs could add $20,000 to the cost of a new home, and that could make rebuilding homes unaffordable for some, especially those with inadequate insurance policies.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A 58-year-old Wisconsin woman has died after getting an infection from a bacteria found in her dog's saliva. Sharon Larson and her husband had recently adopted a new puppy, but when it nipped her, a small cut would prove fatal. Sharon began having flu-like symptoms, and she died just 2 days after being hospitalized. Doctors say the bacteria is a normal element in pets' systems, but for humans over 40 or those who've had their spleens removed or those with weak immune systems, well, they have a higher chance of falling gravely ill from it. But Dr. Sylvia Munoz-Price says there is no worry that an epidemic will happen from this bacteria.
We are exposed to many, many, many organisms every day. And most of us, the majority, 99.999% of people never get infections.
It is the same bacteria that caused another Milwaukee area man to have his legs and forearms amputated earlier this summer. Sweden is buying a Patriot missile defense system from the United States that includes $3.2 billion worth of the latest updated equipment, according to the State Department. And a man fleeing a car crash in Paris made a poor choice of hiding spots. He didn't have a license. He ran from the scene of a crash on Friday, hopping a fence that surrounded the headquarters of France's top spy agency, the equivalent of our CIA. He was quickly apprehended. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.